Susan has a teaching to give, so I'm not getting in the way of that. But you know, I've kind of tried to. Is it? I've tried to kind of maintain. Try to keep a consistent, like, if something's going on with me that I feel like I can share, I want to be able to do that, you know, just kind of as it goes, sort of as a picture of the process that we're all in together. You know, half the time we preach out of our own stuff, huh, Ted? It's like the things that are happening in our lives, we just share what it is, and the Lord ministers through it. So I wanted to share something that I'm happy about. Now, I've got to, of course, go out and live it after I'm done, but the understanding part I have. For the last, probably, I don't know, at least month, I have been in one chapter and have not been able to get out of it. Every time I go to the Word, it's this one. Every time I think about the Word, it's this one. When I ask God about everything, that's all He says to me, is the one thing. So I want to read this chapter to you, and then, even though it's such a clear verse, I want to share with you exactly how it applies, I've just understood how it applies to me. And maybe as an encouragement to everybody else, and to those of you out there who will be listening to this, I want you to hear. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. Which, Judy, we were talking about before here, that's, you go to work and it's like, this chapter, right, this verse right here, it's like, that's all your heart wants to do. You have to drag your heart into work, you have to drag your heart out into the world, you know, because all it wants to do is be before the Lord in His temple. For in the day of trouble He will keep me safe in His dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of His tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At His tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of You, seek His face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. You see, our hearts are always saying that. We aren't always in agreement with them. We don't always go there. You know, but our hearts want to. That's what they're saying to us. If we just want to sit, if we just listen and let our hearts do what they want to do, we will actually seek the Lord. Do not, and when He says, my heart says of you, seek His face, He's saying, that's what my heart is saying. And then your face, Lord, I will seek, is His response to His heart. He says, I will then seek. I hear you, heart, now I will do it. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path. Because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. You know, the truth of that has been reverberating through me for weeks, but I haven't been experiencing the power of it in my life. I think we all understand the concept. I think when we experience it in our lives, we actually have to learn how to live in it. But you know, we can get used to life the way it is. You know, that we become familiar with our job and home and other responsibilities and learn to even master them or get good at them and work with them. And we know that's the Lord, you know. It's like if we maintain, we're with Him, we're connected to the Lord, and we're doing all this stuff in our lives. And then the Lord wants to take us to a higher faith level. So what does He do? The stuff increases. It increases at whatever level, whether our jobs get really intense, or ministry obligations really grow, or whatever it is, or all of it at the same time. And all of a sudden, we feel like when we were walking on firm ground, all of a sudden we feel like we're just like swimming in the swirl of a whirlpool. And that's where I have been with my work the last month or two. Literally, I have gone from having a real firm grip and mastery over my job that took me several years to get to that stage, to all of a sudden everything just, our division merged with another division. There's a whole set of manufacturing facilities I have to become familiar with. We went completely out of capacity. We couldn't get jobs to our customers on time. Every single phone call I got over the last 2 months has been a hard one, a negative one. People screaming and yelling and being upset. I have customers with millions of dollars worth of business wanting to walk away. I'm being given other accounts at the same time. My travel just almost doubled. I've been everywhere, all over the place. And some of it's to put out fires, and other of it's just to meet new customers that I have. And all of a sudden, everywhere I look, there is an enemy. And it's not like an enemy, a person who has it against me. But it's just an enemy, a situation, a problem that's not resolved. It's unresolved and stays unresolved for days and days and weeks. The same problem, the same customers, the same issues, the same phone calls. Not just one day, but every day, after day, after day, after day. And so I look around me, and all I see is stuff. And part of it's exciting because there are new and good challenges and changes happening that I like. But part of it's overwhelming as well. And what happened is my focus has been so much on trying to solve all of these problems that I haven't been looking up. And one of the things that happens when we get really, you know, life gets crazy. I mean, it can be work, but it can be personal too. It can be someone passes away. There's a terminal illness one of your family members has, and you're there at the hospital. You're dealing with that. Your life becomes wrapped up in that thing, whatever that is. And now that's what you think about every day. That's what you do, and try to manage all your other stuff. And you end up, your gaze becomes earthbound. Your gaze becomes earthbound, and you look, and you just look around. You're looking right out of your eyes. You're looking at everything. And the Lord showed me a picture of me surrounded by a swirl of stuff. It's not all bad. It's good too. It's everything. It's just a swirl of activity. And there's a word that I got. Susan and I were praying several years ago, and we got a word that the Lord said to us, come up, that He was wanting us to come and join Him up where He was, what He was up to, what He was doing. Don't just see it, don't just understand what the Lord's doing, but join Him. And we had to come up out of our earthly fears and issues and stuff and jump and go up with Him. Well, I was, as we were worshiping, the Lord was like, but you have to see it first. You see, the first step is to look up. You have to look up, and then you see what He's doing. And then you can go up and join Him. But one of the things that happens when life gets really crazy is that you don't have as much communication and contact with the normal people that you do in your life. And that's part of that vine, you know. You're attached to the vine, but you've got all the other ones attached to you. And if you don't get that, that's part of what happens. You have to be able to connect directly up. Because literally, the way that this scripture describes is that David's surrounded by enemies, and he's looking up to the Lord because he can't look out, because he can't even see anything out there around him. All he can see is up. And the Lord literally, you know, think of yourself being surrounded completely, 360 degrees, and you look up, and the Lord literally pours down and connects with you like that. And you're able to look up and then stay connected with Him in the midst of all of this. Because it's not going to stay that way. It was seasonal. It was seasonal for David, although it got pretty harsh for him. You know, when his whole family was against him and he was running in the caves and, you know. So he knows what he's talking about. And it's that the word that the Lord was giving me was that in the midst of that intensity, and it feels like an attack, you know, it feels like an attack, it feels like everything's against you, that He can protect our hearts. And He can protect us and He can keep us in the midst of that. And I also believe that the Lord allows these things because it increases our need for Him and increases our... And then we learn how to walk in that, and then something else, you know, then He increases it down the road. I mean, that's how He builds us as people of faith. That's how He does it. That's how He builds faith. It's not fun. It's not pleasant. Paul says it's not going to be fun. You know, the testing and the trials, they're not fun. But they force you to make, they force you to connect with the Lord, because if you don't, you'll get swamped. You know what I mean? You can cruise along when that stuff's not going on. You can cruise along, kind of in medium speed. But when things like that have, it's like you're going to die. It's do or die. You're either going to connect with the Lord and get dialed in and be with Him in it, or the thing's going to completely cover you. And so it's for me, but based on the worship and what I was hearing the Lord say in the worship, you know, I think it's for all of us, and I think there's people out there that are going to be listening that are also going to hear it and go, that's why He said, be strong and wait on the Lord. And there's a lot of heart message in there as well about the Lord protecting our hearts. He didn't actually say His flesh was going to be protected. He said His heart, talked about His heart being ministered to. So anyway, that's what I have for now. So take it for what it's worth to you, for those of you who are in that mode. And know that I feel for you. Okay? I feel for you. This is it's not an easy place to be, but at the same time, it's exciting too. You know, it's never just all bad. Amen. Susan, I know you have some stuff to share for us tonight.
You know, I was what you were saying there, this verse, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Yeah.
That's the key, not to lose heart, huh?
You can get close, though. You can get pretty beat up before you figure it out.
Yeah.